Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, brother. That's beautiful. And it's great to be with you this morning. Thank you for this opportunity for Dawn and I to come and share with you this morning in worship. We hated to hear that Dr. Rankin and his wife have been battling the virus, which we were praying, and it's good news to hear that it sounds like they're healing up fine, and he'll be back with you very soon. You are truly blessed to have Dr. Jerry Rankin here with you serving in this capacity during this interim time. He is a wonderful guy. I'm glad you didn't get stuck with Dan Hall again. So I'm glad you actually got a real preacher to come and be with you this time. And you wouldn't believe it, but Dan and I are dear friends, and I love him with all my heart. But I think we love each other because we get to pick on each other so much. Y'all did hear that Dan had a fire at his house recently. Did y'all know about that? Burn up his library. All three books. The bad thing was he'd only colored in two of them. So, you know, it was just really just a horrible. Y'all don't tell him I said that. Take your Bibles and turn with me this morning to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, verses 27 through 38 is where we're going to look today. I want to share with you a passage that God has used over the years to really touch and convict my heart in a powerful way with us talking about today what it means to be a true disciple of Christ. That's what Christ has called us to be. It's what he's called us to do. It's what he's called us to make. And I want us all to make sure today, as I preach this around the state, make sure all of our people understand this is the calling of Christ in our life and make sure that we're truly a disciple of his. So we're going to look at this wonderful passage, Mark chapter 8, verse 27. Can I ask you to rise in reverence to God in the reading of his word here this morning? Verse 27 says, "And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say that I am?' And they told him, 'John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets.' And he asked them, 'But who do you say that I am?' And Peter answered him, 'You are the Christ.' And he strictly charged them to tell no one about him. And then Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter and said, 'Get behind me, Satan. And follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it. For what does thank you so much for this day of worship.
now live in me and through me. Glorify your name. Writing this stuff down. It's not a problem. It's pretty simple. If you're looking at somebody, y'all, I'm somebody to preach to you, okay, I'm bad at talking. I'd be greater than all the first one out of the world than just my sin. I had my dark days too, but they're my teenagers. For I've tried a lot my way. And I rejected Christ and everything God pursued to seek to satisfy and gratify myself. 20 years old, I remember this with my life. It started out to be wicked up in my own body. That was very difficult in my life. Satan is telling me I'm going to find it if I keep doing this stuff. But he's lying to me. And 9 months later, I found myself at home in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And I cried out to the Father, the Lord God, I am a mess. I am messed up. But God, take me starting today and make me who you want me to be. Make me into the image of Jesus Christ, and then show me in life what your purpose and your plan and your will is for me today and every day after the totality of my life. That verse is here. I have failed him at times. He has never failed me. And the more I walk with him, the more I'm amazed by him. That he can work through the best and live my being in him. The best. But we can only find it when we commit to be his disciple. Now, if I'm going to fully understand then what it means to be a disciple of Christ, let's look at a passage. I'm going to write this down real quick. Starting in Mark chapter 8, verse 27, what happens here? It's a very interesting passage, isn't it? Because if you go back just a little bit and you find out what's happening this moment, if you look at the parallel to this passage here in Matthew chapter 16 as well, Jesus is taking them now where? Taken to the region of Caesarea Philippi. If you look at the map, you've got Peter. You are the rock. And upon that rock, that faith, Peter, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against me. I love Peter's telling that. I'm worried about the church. I'm worried about the church. Jesus told me, don't worry about the church. The gates of Hades shall not prevail against his church. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. By nature and my choice, and I will do to destroy myself in this sin unless I do work. Son of Christ, the God who gave me the on Calvary's cross to forgive me and cleanse me and redeem me from that sin. And I place my faith in him. That doesn't mean I just believe in my head, but with my heart, mind, soul, and strength, all that I am, I love the Lord God. And I give myself to him. I've died to myself. Place faith in Jesus, and you look at other things, think the Bible's actually what? He becomes Lord of your life. And he's in charge of this. That's the next thing we will look at. What does it mean to be a true disciple of Christ? Well, secondly, we desire God's will more than our wants. Hear me again. We desire God's will more than our wants. Verse 31 says, and then Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man himself must suffer many things, be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. Isn't it interesting how they missed that? It's an interesting study of human nature. When they heard that Messiah dies at the hand of their leadership, they shut down to the point that nobody was expecting resurrection from this place. It's the sad thing about us that we don't hear what we don't want to hear. We really don't hear. Don't shut down the things that love the revelation of the Holy Spirit. That's the stuff you really need to hear. You really need to respond to. For the first time, Jesus has revealed to them clearly what he's finally pointed to. I'm not going to be a political and military Messiah like you Jewish people want. My Messiahship, my Saviorship, is coming as a suffering servant. The victory I'm bringing is not political, it's not military. The victory I'm bringing is spiritually, eternally, a victory over sin and death. For you can have abundant life and eternal life with me. Well, look what happened. It says there, verse 32, and he said this plainly, listen, and Peter took him aside and began to what's the word? Can I help you get that picture? Do you remember who Peter is? He's a Galilean fisherman. He's his country of the native one. Even the Hebrew school. He's not studying with the scribes. But as a good Jewish boy, he knew what? Hey, we want Messiah to be a political military conqueror, run these Romans out of Israel, and make the throne of David a mighty throne and nation in the world. Now that I'm with Jesus, that's not going to happen. Instead, Jesus is a suffering servant, dying for the sins of all men. And Peter has the gall to rebuke
And focus and passion. In the parallels and other gospels, he says what?
we do love our brother. We love to go through that line and get somehow it is funny. For we think it's okay to treat God that way. I just warned you out.
Thank you again, Dr. Pace, Dr. Stone. Thank you all for being here with us this morning. We need to go into a business meeting to discuss the budget we tabled Wednesday night. We were no discussion. We were voting. I'm sorry I said that wrong. It'll be a vote with no discussion. Can I get somebody to make a motion when we go? Got a Patty and John second. This time, all in favor to accept the budget as written, say aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it. Somebody make a motion that we adjourn. Got a first and a second. Barry and Steve. Thank y'all. I'm going to turn it over back over to y'all.
Thank you for going through us with that little bit of business. Let's all stand together to sing our closing song.
Christ is.